Hello.
Hello, Mr. Odom.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Odom, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. This is Zach. You reached out to us about a property you own on Walterbrook Road in Richmond.
Yeah.
I saw that you were looking to sell it. Is now a good time to speak to you?
Oh yeah, I can chat with you for a minute.
Okay. Well, you know, this phone call can take as long as it takes, but if you have 1 minute, you know, I would like to be, you know, as logical and take my time, and I don't want to feel rushed. So would it be better to talk to you at a different time?
Well, if you want to ask about the house, I can tell you whatever you want to know. It's a three-bedroom, bath and a half.
Yes.
About almost 1,200 square feet. It's 1144, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. I'm very familiar with the property, so
okay.
I want to be respectful of your time. You said you had a minute, so you just, whenever you're ready to get off the phone, you let me know. But I'm very familiar.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with it. I have property in the area. I'm sure you know where Turner Road is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we have property all around there.
Okay.
You know, I know it's got a tenant in there based off of what you said on the ad. And go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're coming in at below 180, you know, you're wasting your time and mine. I'm not taking a dime under at least 180, as is.
As is, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the best thing that I like already is that you can be straight up with me. That saves my time. And for one, you know, I don't like people wasting my time. And,
exactly.
So I do respect that. And I'm not here to, you know, maybe I'm not here to necessarily buy your house. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. You know, but I will tell you, you know, what it is in fact. So sometimes the way I look at it is what you need to hear, you know, especially if we're going to do business together, or we don't do business together. I'll be at least honest with you. Now, you know, whether we buy it or not, it doesn't make a difference to us. At the end of the day, you know, we can say we had a good conversation and move on. Does that sound fair?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you need to know?
I mean, there's not really much that I need to know. I know you got a tenant in there. You know.
He's going to be moving. He's going to be moving out no later than May 1st. I thought it was. I gave him a year, but I told him if he could find another property to rent before the end of the year, I was okay with that. So he found something. So he's going to be moving out no later than the end of April.
Okay.
So the property will be ready, you know, after that.
So may I ask one personal kind of question?
Sure.
Why is it that you're selling it? I mean, is there a specific reason?
I can tell you easily. I'm 79 years old, and I could take the money, put it in the bank, and make as much or more as I get the rent now.
Yes, sir. So you've been renting to this guy for a long time?
13 years.
13 years. So is he a good tenant?
Absolutely. He's never been late but once, and the mail was cost that, and that was one day late.
And you said he was renting it for, I'm sorry, did you
$1,200. I gave him a break on it because I knew him as I knew it was a business friend. So I gave him and his wife a break on it, $1,200.
Right. And you said you wanted how much for the property?
I will not take any less than 180 because I know the property turnkey would bring up somewhere around 300.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to, I'll just, you know, spend $50,000-$60,000 on it and get it like it should be. As far as I know, it, like I said, you can imagine it needs a paint job. It needs a lot of fixing up, or because it hasn't been upgraded in 13 years.
Yeah. So it's a 3-2. It's 1188. You know, it was built in 1976. So, I mean, you know, do you know the prices of, you know, how much you've calculated? Because, you know, you said it needs paint. You know it needs some updates.
Yeah, absolutely. I realize that. But if it's something that, you know, you can't do, like I said, I'm not taking, I'll just fix it up myself and sell it. I can do that because I don't owe a dime on it.
So you're saying 180, that's the least you would go?
That's the least I'll take. And I think I've got some people that would give me that.
Now,
I've got like a dozen people that want to buy the house.
Okay, now I'm not here to negotiate, because I don't make offers. I buy houses, and hopefully you can understand that, what I mean by that. You know, I don't negotiate. You know, what you want is what you want, and you know, if it makes sense, then it makes sense. Now, may I ask you another question?
Sure.
Why haven't you taken 180 if you've gotten offers for that?
I said I think I can get 180. It hasn't been for sale yet. It's only come up for sale in about the last 2 weeks. Sir,
okay.
Listen, I think our conversation, I mean, I don't think you're going to be a buyer, so...
Well,
if you are, you know, you can get in touch with me, you know, within the next couple of weeks. But I appreciate if you call me in the afternoon rather than at night at home.
Okay. I can definitely give you a call back. And like I said, you just told me, you know, tell me when to hang up. But I would definitely like to meet with you about it. And I'm serious about it. And I know the neighborhood. We have properties in the area. Like I said, I don't negotiate. You know, I buy houses, or, you know, I don't make offers. So, would you know, the last
well,
thing
no,
I'll...
Either, you know, you're willing to pay my price, or, you know, you're not. You know, it's just,
well,
to me, it's kind of simple.
Yeah, well, it is simple to me, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I could do 180, but there's things that I need to know other than just price. And, you know, I always like to know who I'm working with, for one, and I'm sure that you would want the same. So that's
well,
why
sometimes in April, if you want to get back with me, I'll meet you over there one day, once they get most of that stuff out of it.
So how about this, because I just don't think that you quite understand. I would buy it with the tenant in there, and I would still allow them to, you know, have the opportunity to leave while, you know, we close. So whether that's right after they leave, or, you know, get all their stuff out, you know, we can even do a rent back for a month. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm interested in the property. I got another appointment over there tomorrow. You know, and I'm serious about it. And if you're...
All right. Well, tomorrow is not a good day for me, but I'll meet you over there. I'll meet you over there one day next week if you like.
All right. What about your weekends? Are they free?
Weekends are kind of tough. How can I get you if it comes free?
You can call me back on this number. And the thing is I know that I want to buy it. I'm not going to waste your time. So, I don't want you to think I'm rushing you, because, honestly, I go as fast or as slow as you need to go. I don't need to buy this house, and I know you don't need to sell it to me. But I would like to do business with you. You know, you've been straight up the whole time, and I think that we can make something work. And I'm not here to negotiate, you know. And
what was your tell me your name again.
My name is Zach.
Say that again.
Zach.
Zach?
Yes.
Okay, Zach. All right. Well, tell you what, I'll give you a holler if I can see you this weekend. If not, it'll have to be during the week or next weekend. I've got just some things that got to get done this weekend. I may have some time, but for sure next week I could meet you sometime.
All right. You want to set something up for Monday then, or you want to wait till?
I tell you what, let's set something for Monday, and if something comes up sooner,
you call me.
I will do. Okay. What time you want to do Monday?
We'll plan on Monday at, say, I don't know, 10 o'clock, or, yeah, 10 o'clock.
Can we make it at 10:30?
We can make it 10:30, sir, yes.
Okay, Zach, I'll see you Monday at 10:30 unless I get in touch with you.
And just to let
you know, I can.
For when I do come for 10:30, you know, we've had a discussion. You've clearly indicated what you want. You know, I don't even need to really do anything besides meet you, shake your hand, and have you, you know, be comfortable with who you're doing business with. So,
okay.
You know, from my standpoint, we have a verbal agreement.
Okay. All right, Zach, I appreciate that, and we will see you on Monday.
All right. Well, I look forward to it, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. See you Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, you have a good day. Bye-bye.